Hi, brother and sister.
弟兄姊妹好。
Happy Fourth.
国庆节快乐。
So let me turn on my. Can we change to my slide, please? Well, today we're gonna talk about the path of Solomon.
今天我们会思考一个题目，就是所罗门的道路。
We're gonna do a little bit differently.
我们今天将会有与以往不同。
Do everybody watch the movie Saving Private Ryan?
我不知道大家有没有看过一个电影叫做《拯救莱恩大兵》这一部电影。
This is some of the poster in this movie.
哦，这个是一些电影的广告，不知道大家看过没有
？It was in 1998 that it frame is it went won a lot of.Award, including Best Picture, Best Actor, Best Director.
如果大家不知道这部电影的话，这部电影出自于1998年。这部电影得到许多的奖包括最佳男主角奖、最佳编剧奖、最佳电影奖。
The movie start off from the end, then go back to the beginning.
这部电影呢，是一刚开始的是以一个最后的结果来呈现，然后再以一个回忆的方式回到从前的故事。
Now we're gonna do the same in the about Solomon.
那今天呢，我们也同样的方式来讲述所罗门的故事。
Let's take a look.
让我们一起来看一下这部片影子的。
Just a little bit look.Movie talk about starting with the old man.
所以这部电影刚开始的时候，我们看见一位老人。
As he reflect back to the day,
他就回想到在过去发生的一件故事。
Way back in June 6, 1944.
所以他就回想到1944年6月4号的事情。
It's the D-Day.
那也就是诺曼底登陆的那一天
，Invasion of the Normandy in World War II. Now we're going to ask why he's crying.
那个就是美军在诺曼底登陆的那段事迹。那我们就回想起来，为什么这个老人在这里哭泣呢
？So I want the same way you want to look at this passage. Now I'm going to pick the end of the Solomon, and then we go back to the beginning.
所以我以今天以同样的方式，我们今天来看一节经文，看到。所罗门他到最后的故事，然后我们再回想所罗门过去的生活。
And we're going to read the Solomon in chapter First King chapter 11:9-13. It's in your bulletin.
我们将会打开周报的时候，我们将会读到列王记书第十一章九到十三节。
Let's English speaking. Can we read together?
所以我们读英文的弟兄姊妹行不行？就一起来念。
1, 2, 3. The Lord grieved with Solomon.Because his heart would turn away from the Lord, the God of Israel, who appeared to him twice. Although he had forbidden Solomon to follow other gods, Solomon did not keep the Lord's command. So the Lord said to Solomon, Since this is your attitude, and you are not keep my covenant and my decree, which I command you, I will most certainly tear the kingdom away from you and give it to one of your subordinates. Nevertheless,For the sake of David, your father, I will do it during your lifetime. I will tear out of your hand of your son. Yet I will not tear the whole kingdom from him, but will give him one tribe for the sake of David, my servant, and for the sake of Jerusalem, which I have chosen. Chinese side.
好，我们现在以中文一起来念，这出自于《列王记上》第十一章第九第九节，然后我们一起来念。耶和华向所罗门发怒，因为他的心偏离向他两次显现的耶和华以色列的神。耶和华曾吩咐他不可随从别神，他却没有遵守耶和华所吩咐的。所以耶和华对他说，你既行了这事，不遵守我所吩咐你守的约和律例，我必将你的国夺回，至于你的臣子。然而你父亲大卫的缘故，我不在你活的日子行这事，必从你儿子的手中将国夺回，只是我不将全国夺回，要给你的儿子。
All right, if you look at this chapter, this is chapter 11, this is First King.
如果大家看这个经文的话，我们发现这一段经文是出自于《列王记上》第十一章。
The story about Solomon spans from chapter 1 to chapter 11.
如果大家知道的话，实际上《列王记上》从第一章到十一章乃是记载所罗门王的事迹。
If you keep on reading, this is only up to verse 13. If you keep on reading at the end of it, Solomon died and sleep with and then buried.
而如果大家继续往下读的话，就过了十三节之后，我们就发现所罗门就死了，与他的列祖一起同葬了。
And verse 42 say that Solomon reigned Jerusalem over Israel 40 years, and then he rested with his father and buried in the city of David.
如果一直看到第四十二节，这边就说所罗门在耶路撒冷做以色列众人的王，一共四十年。所罗门与他的列祖同睡。葬在他父亲大卫的城里，他的儿子罗波安接续他做王。
So his son succeeded him as a king. Now,
所以他的儿子就接续他做王。
So you can see in this passage that God is really angry with Solomon.
但是我们刚刚所读的经文当中，我们发现实际上，耶和华神对所罗门是非常的愤怒的。
Solomon's heart is turned away from God and did not keep his covenant and his commandment.
因为所罗门王的心偏离耶和华，并没有守他的律例。
So we ask, why? What happened to him?
于是我们不仅要问，到底所罗门发生了什么事呢？
So when we go through this, all those passage, I want you to keep on thinking the question, why?
所以当我们在读这些经文的时候，我们必须要一直在想说到底发生什么事？为什么会这样
？So we're going to go back all the way in the beginning.
所以我们必须要回到最开始，到底发生什么事呢
？All the way beginning and before Solomon.
所以我们一直要到前面，到所罗门王之前，我们看看到底是什么事情。
In First Samuel, Second Samuel, Chapter 12:24-25.
所以我们到撒母耳记下第十二章的时候
，Then say.Then David comforted his wife Bathsheba, and he went to her, and make love to her, and he gave her birth, and they named him Solomon.
我们就看见撒母耳记下第十二章这边记载到大卫安慰他的妻子别示巴与他同寝他就生了儿子给他起名叫所罗门耶和华也喜爱他
The Lord loved him and because the Lord loved him he sent word for Nathan the prophet to him to name him Jedidiah
因为耶和华也喜爱他就借着先知拿单赐给他一个名字叫耶底底亚因为耶和华爱他
So we know that Solomon's daddy is David and Bathsheba
所以我们知道所罗门的爸爸乃是大卫王他的母亲叫别示巴
But actually there was a backstory that was not that glamorous
但是我们也知道这背后是有一个故事的这个故事并不是那么光鲜亮丽
It's a very simple story actually
实际上这个故事背景是很简单的
Sinful.
是乃是是有罪在其中的。
Bathsheba actually is not David's wife in the first place.
实际上别示巴原来并不是大卫的妻子。
She was the wife of Uriah, one of David's soldiers.
她实际上别示巴乃是大卫将军的一个妻子。
One day in the afternoon.
而有一天下午的时候
All the people was fighting Philistines, but yet David was there in the afternoon.And just walk up on this rooftop.
当大卫的将领正在边疆打仗的时候，这一位将领的妻子，大卫却迟迟的才起床，他跑到自己的皇宫楼顶。
He saw a woman bathing.
他就在他楼顶上，他看到一个妇人正在沐浴。
It was Bathsheba.
那个妇人就是别示巴。
And send people to bring her to the palace.
大卫王就差遣人把这个妇人带到皇宫里。
And then having an adultery relationship, and then she got pregnant with a son.
于是大卫王就与这个妇人行了奸淫，然后他把这个妇人送回去的时候，后来发现这个妇人怀孕了。
So what should David do?
这个时候大卫王该怎么办呢
？Like all the king do.
就好像许多的君王一般
Blame on somebody
然后他就怪罪于其他的人
Let's get This child is not belong to me So let's get his husband come back home
他想要找一个借口让别人不知道这个孩子是谁的于是他就想办法让他自己的将军回国
So Uriah come back home and then hey you go home and then sleep with your wife and then the child's thing is yours but it's not it's mine but actually it's not but it doesn't matter as long as it discover everything
当这个将军回来的时候他就想说他就招这个将领回来想要让这个将军与他妻子同住这样子他就有理由说这个孩子不是属于他的
but this soldier did not sleep with his wife sleep with his wife but end up sleeping outside of the palace
但是他的这个将军乌利亚却没有回家与自己的妻子同寝他却为了兵丁在外面打仗的缘故这个将军说他情愿睡在外面走廊上
so plan A doesn't work
于是大卫发现他这个计谋并没有成功
so use plan K
于是他就想到另一个计谋
Kill him
他就想干脆就把这个乌利亚将军给杀了
So he arranged Uriah to fight in the front of the battle
于是他就想把乌利亚送到最前线最危险的地方
And then afterwards then everybody withdraw let him be there and then let him die
那他就跟通知底下其他的将领当你们正在最危险冲锋陷阵的时候你们其他的人都往后退让乌利亚一个人只身的跑进敌军
And it worked
于是乌利亚就在那个情况底下被杀了
Uriah died and end up David take on Bathsheba become his wife and everybody gave him a thumbs up
于是乌利亚就死了乌利亚的妻子成为了一个寡妇大卫王名正言顺的把这个寡妇带回自己的皇宫
you take care,
那大家反然很称赞这个王觉得他照顾这个
you, yeah,
寡妇
you take care of the widow and then a child was born
于是他们的孩子就出生了。
But God, unbeknownst, God know about this.
但是就在他们认为神不知鬼不觉的情况底下，实际上耶和华知道。
Nothing escaped God's eye.
没有一件事可以逃脱耶和华的眼睛。
God sent Nathan the prophet to rebuild David.
于是耶和华就送他的先知拿单来到大卫面前去斥责他。
David was forgiven.
大卫虽然被饶恕了。
But yet the child will be struck down.
但是他与乌利亚妻子所生的孩子却被致死了。
Now, with this backstory.
当大家知道这个背景故事之后
，You are Solomon.
如果你是所罗门王
，You know about all this.
你知道后面背景发生的所有的事情
，And you know your name is beloved by God.
你也知道你自己是被神所爱的。
Jedediah, that's his name.
这个孩子的名字是被神所爱的意思，叫耶利底亚。
Imagine that, okay, and think about this, and also on top of that, think about every day his parent calling him, Jedediah, come over here.
大家可以思想吗？他与别示巴后来生的第二个儿子叫耶利底亚，当他们夫妻两人经常叫他自己孩子耶利底亚的时候，大家可以想象他们的心情吗？
So Solomon keep on thinking, I'm beloved by God.
所以这个孩子也就是所罗门他从小就认为说啊，我是被神所爱的。
I love the name Jedediah.
我喜欢这个名字叫耶底迪亚。
Sounds like Jedi from War, Star Wars, I'm not so sure. Jedediah Lao sounds good to me, right? Do you like that?
这个名字听起来像电影的名字，大家不觉得很棒吗？
Maybe change my name to 楼主爱，主爱主爱。
这个名字就是主爱了。这个不是一个很棒的名字吗？
All right, so we know that he was born with his father is David, his mother Bathsheba. We know the history. Now we continue on now.
所以当我们知道所罗门的爸爸是大卫，妈妈是别示巴的时候，我们继续来看以下的发展。
Okay, in here, say Solomon, and this is come from the First King, chapter 3, okay? I'm going to read to you. It's on the screen. Solomon showed his love for the Lord by walking according to the instruction given him by his father, except that he offered sacrifice and burned incense on the high place. The king went to Gibeon to offer sacrifice, for that was the most important high place, and Solomon offered 1,000 burnt offerings on the altar. And Gibeon, the Lord appeared to Solomon during the night in the dream, and God said,Ask whatever you want me to give you. And Solomon answered, You have showed great kindness to your servant, my father David, because he was faithful to you and righteous and upright in heart. You have continued his great kindness to him and have given him a son to sit on his throne this very day. Now, Lord, my God, you have made your servant king in place of my father David. But I am only child and do not know how to carry out my duty.Your servant is here among the people you have chosen, a great people too numerous to count or number. Chinese.
于是所罗门长大了。那他接下来的故事我们知道是怎么样呢？是记载在列王记上第三章，这边说所罗门爱耶和华，遵行他父亲大卫的律例，只是在秋坛献祭烧香，还在秋坛献祭烧香。所罗门王上基遍去献祭，因为那里有极大的秋坛，他在那坛上献1000牺牲做燔祭。在基遍夜间梦中，耶和华向所罗门显现，对他说，你愿我赐你什么，你可以求。所罗门说，你仆人我父亲大卫用诚实公义正直的心行在你面前，你就向他大施恩典，又为他存留大恩，赐给他一个儿子坐在他的位上，正如今日一样。耶和华我的神啊，如今你使仆人接续我父亲大卫作王，但是我是幼童，不知道应当如何出入。仆人住在你所拣选的民中， 证明多得不可胜数。
所以求你。Okay, stop here. So in here we see that God appeared to Solomon first time.
所以在这边我们看见神第一次向所罗门显现。
Now we're going to read what Solomon requests.
然后我们来看看所罗门他的要求是什么呢？
So give your servant a discerning heart to govern your people and to distinguish between right and wrong. For who is able to govern this great people of yours? The Lord had was pleased that Solomon was asked this. So God said to him, since you have asked for this and not for long life or wealth for yourself, nor have asked for the death of your enemy, but for discernment in administering justice, I will do what you have asked. I will give you a wise and discerning heart, so that there will never be anyone like you, nor will there ever be. Moreover, I will give you what you have not asked for, both wealth and honor, so that in your lifetime you will have no equal among kings. And if you walk in obedience to me and keep my decrees and command as David your father did, I will give you a long life.
于是所罗门就跟耶和华要求，所以求你赐给我智慧，可以判断你的名，能辨别是非。不然谁能判断这众多的名呢？所罗门因为求这事就蒙主喜悦，神对他说，你既然求这事，不为自己求寿求富，也不求灭绝你仇敌的性命，单求智慧可以听颂，我就应允你所求的，赐你聪明智慧，以致在你以前没有像你的，在你以后也没有像你的。你所没有求的我也赐给你，就是富足尊荣，使你在世的日子列王中没有一个能比你的。你若效法你父亲大卫，遵行我的道，遵守我的律例诫命，我必使你长寿。
So I ask you, is Solomon as good?
所以我请问大家，所罗门所要求的好吗？
No, no good. Yes or no?
好吗？
Yes, it's good.
是好的。
What he asks is a wise and discerning heart.
因为所罗门所要求的是他有一个智慧，能够辨别是非。
So in English it's a little bit different in Chinese. So, but in English it's a heart of discerning what is right and wrong.
所以在英文来说就是愿意神给他赐给一颗心，让他可以辨别是非。
So did God give him a heart of discerning what is right and what is wrong?
所以耶和华是否真的给所罗门一颗心，让他能够辨别是非呢？
So we keep this in mind now.
好，让我们先记得
next one
这件事。
Okay, what else we have seen? I'm sorry.
之后我们还看到什么呢？
Sorry, I need my glasses. This is the right slide. Yes, God gave. This is another slide, another verse from. Then we jump to First King. Okay.God gave Solomon wisdom, very great in insight, and the breadth of understanding is measureless as the sand on the seashore. Solomon's wisdom was greater than the wisdom of all people of the east and greater than all wisdom of Egypt.
神赐给所罗门极大的智慧、聪明和广大的心，如同海沙不可测量。所罗门的智慧超过东方人和埃及人的一切智慧。
And then later on saying he spoke 3,000 proverbs and his song number 1,005.
接下来说到所罗门作箴言3000句，诗歌1005首。
So God gave Solomon a lot of wisdom and understanding, great insight.
所以神赐给所罗门王极大的聪明智慧。
Now, the ultimate question is why, right?
然后我们必须要问一件事，为什么呢？
Because how come he become the way he was now.
所以我们因为这样子，我们知道后来我们知道他之所以能够成为这样聪明的人是为什么。
So now, because the question is always why in my mind. So keep that question why he become so bad.
但是我们必须要不断的去问为什么他到最后败坏了呢？
Okay, then.In here, in six king, in the 400 years after Israel come out of Egypt, in the fourth year of Solomon's reign over Israel, in the month of Sif, the second month, he began to build the temple of the Lord. And in this 11th month of the 11th year, in the month of Bo, the eighth month, the temple was finished on with in all its detail according to its specification. He spent 7 years building it.
所以之后在列王记上第六章记载到以色列人出埃及地之后480年，所罗门做以色列王第四年的西弗月，就是二月的时候开工造耶和华的殿，他花了七年的时间造这个圣殿。So
he built a temple, great temple for God.
所以所罗门为耶和华神造了一个非常宏伟的圣殿。So
we do next is that bring the ark to the temple.
然后之后我们看见他就把约柜带到圣殿里。In
here, in chapter 8, we see that the King Solomon summoned into his presence at Jerusalem the elder of Israel, all the head of the tribe and the chief of Israelite family to bring up the ark of the Lord covenant from Zion to the city of David. When the priests withdraw from the, this is go down to verse 10 now. When the priests withdraw from the holy place, the cloud filled the temple of the Lord, and the priests could not perform the service because of the cloud. And for the glory of the Lord filled his temple. Then Solomon said, the Lord has said that he would dwell in a dark cloud. I have indeed built a magnificent temple for you, a place for you to dwell forever.
我们看见列王记上第八章，当所罗门将所有以色列的长老和各支派的领袖一起集在一起聚集的时候，我们看见第十节这边说，祭司从圣所出来的时候，有云充满耶和华的殿，甚至祭司不能站立供职，因为耶和华的荣光充满了殿。那时所罗门说，耶和华曾说， 他必住在幽暗之处，我已经建造殿宇，做你的居所，为你永远的住处。What
did Solomon witness?
那我们发现所罗门的弱点是什么呢？
What did Solomon saw? What witness?
所罗门他见证了什么事情呢？
He saw the cloud, the glory of God.
因为他看见 神的荣光，他看见在殿里面充满了耶和华的荣耀。A
person saw the glory of God. Imagine now this whole room filled with glory of God.
大家可以想象，如果在这边神的荣光就在这边显现的情况吗？
Will you go out and do something bad?
你这个时候你会离开这个地方，你就开始作恶吗？
Why Solomon become so bad.
但是我们不禁要思想，为什么到最后所罗门王败坏了呢？
Now, we jump to chapter 9.
我们再看列王记下，
I'm not gonna,
记上第八章，
I'm not going to read it all, but basically it's when Solomon had finished building the temple of the Lord, the royal palace, he achieved all he had desired to do. The Lord appeared to him second time.
也就在当所罗门成就了他一切所计划的之后，耶和华在第二次在这里向所罗门显现。
And say, I heard the prayer, I heard your prayer before me.
耶和华神对所罗门说，你向我所祷告所祈求的，我都应允了，我听到你的祷告了。
So, second time.
所以这是第二次了。If
a God appeared to you first time, you say, this is maybe my eye problem, whatever. Okay? First time. You first time.
如果大家想象，如果神与所罗门第一次见面的话，他对这个印象也许说，也许是我老眼昏花了，我一下错乱了，我不知道这是真实的还是虚妄的。Second
time now.
但是这是第二次显现了。
If God appeared to you first time, you may say, oh, I may be not sleeping enough, I saw something. And second time, you will say, this is it, this is real.
大家想象，如果耶和华神向各位显现第一次的话，大家之后也许觉得这是一个幻觉，也许自己觉得精神错乱了。但是如果第二次再显现的话，这就非常确定了。
And then God warned him to follow his decree, his covenant, his commandment.
也就在这个时候，耶和华神对他说：“你必须要遵行我的律法。”
And later on, I won't skip it, but later on he would say that if you don't do it, this whole building, the temple that you create, will become rubble.
然后继续说，如果你不遵守我的律例的话，到最后的结果就是这个宏伟的圣殿到最后也会变成废墟了。
Your people will cut off.
而且整个民会被消灭的。
See, he literally said, I don't care how long you build this temple, I don't care how beautiful it is this, but you don't follow my decree and commandment, that's it. This is done. I don't care about those things.
实际上神就对所罗门说，我不在乎你到底花了多少精力，多少年日去建这个殿，也不论这个殿到底有多么宏伟，只要你不遵守我的律例典章的话，到一切都是虚无的。
So we're gonna put what we have learned, what we have learned about Solomon.
所以让我们回想一下，我们刚刚在所罗门的生平当中学到了什么。
This is his experience.
我们看见这是所罗门他自己的经历。
Solomon was loved by God. Even God named him Jedediah.
我们知道所罗门乃是被耶和华所爱，甚至给他取名叫耶底底亚。
God gave him a wise and discerning heart to distinguish what is right and wrong.
而且神赐给所罗门聪明智慧，让他能够分辨是非。
God gave Solomon wisdom and really great insight. The insight is so big, it's like measureless as the sand on the seashore.
而且神也赐给所罗门极大的智慧，到一个地步就有如海沙一样不可测量。
Solomon had seen the glory of God.
而且所罗门曾经见过神的荣光。
God appeared to him two times, not one, two times.
不单如此，耶和华神甚至与显现在所罗门面前两次。
But why? Why become so bad?
但是所罗门为什么到最后败坏了呢？
Well, we may say he experienced it doesn't mean he understands right there in his head.
也许他的经历并不代表他能够理解他所看到的。
So we're going to look into his head, what he knows about God.
于是我们必须要进入他的脑海里面去看看他到底是怎么样去理解神的。
In this chapter, he talks about his prayer when he dedicated the temple to God.
在列王记上第八章的时候，这边讲到所罗门当他献殿的时候所讲出的祷告词。
Let's read a little bit, okay? And say, Lord, this is Solomon saying, Lord, the God of Israel, there is no God like you in heaven above, on earth below. You who keep your covenant love with your servant, who continue wholehearted in your ways. And then later on, but will God really dwell on earth?The heaven, even the highest heaven, cannot contain you. How much less the temple I built?
所罗门当他献殿的时候，他这样子祷告，他说：“耶和华以色列的神啊，天上地下没有神可比你的。你向那尽心行在你面前的仆人守慈爱，神果真住在地上吗？看哪，天和天上的天，且不足你居住的，更何况我所建的这殿呢？
Solomon understands this God is living in heaven, his high mighty God, even the temple cannot contain him.
实际上所罗门非常明了，耶和华神尊贵伟大，他住在天上，他所做的圣殿不足耶和华的居住。
Okay, let's go to another thing that he wrote. We know that he wrote a lot of books in the Proverb.And let's take a look at one of the proverbs he wrote.
我们也知道，所罗门曾经写了许多的箴言。我们来看看，所罗门所写的箴言的其中的一些内容是什么。
The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. This is from Proverbs 1:7, written by Solomon.
我们看见所罗门在箴言第一章曾经这么说：敬畏耶和华是知识的开端。愚妄人藐视智慧的和毁训。
Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your understanding. In all ways submit to him, and he will make your path straight. Do not be wise in your own eye. Fear the Lord and shun evil.
所罗门也继续说，你要专心仰赖耶和华，不可依靠自己的聪明，在你一切所行的事上都要认定他，他必指引你的路，不要自以为有智慧，要敬畏耶和华，远离恶事。
Why Solomon become so bad?
他都能写出这样的词了，为什么到最后他败坏了呢？
He understand the fear of the Lord.
他非常清楚我们要敬畏耶和华。
Let's take a look further.
我们来继续看下去。
He also write Ecclesiastic.
他也继续写了传道书。
What is the first word? This whole book is talk about what's the meaning of life.
在传道书里面就讲到生命的意义是什么。
He's searching for meaning of life, sorry.
那这个作者也就是所罗门，他在说我们要怎么样寻找生命的意义呢？
In the first word,
到底有没有意义呢？
In first word, this is the first word. The word of the teacher, son of David, king of Solomon. Meaningless, meaningless, say the teacher.Utterly meaningless. Everything is meaningless.
他在这边一开头就说，在耶路撒冷作王大卫的儿子传道书的言语，传道者说，也就是他自己，虚空的虚空，虚空的虚空，凡事都是虚空。
And the end of the chapter, at the end of the book, this is the end of the book. You will see the next verse. This is the end of the book. It's verse 12:13-14. Now all has been heard. There is the conclusion of the matter. Fear God and keep His commandment.For this is the duty of all mankind. For God will bring every deed into judgment, including every hidden thing, whether it's good or evil.
于是他怎么样总结这个传道书呢？也就在传道书的最后一章、最后两节这边说，这些事都已经听见了。意思就是敬畏神，遵守他的诫命，这是人所当尽的本分。因为神人所做的事，连一切隐藏的事，无论是善是恶，神都必审问。
Wait a minute, you saying that he know everything meaningless?
也就是说，我们就会反问：他认为所有事情都是虚空，都毫无意义吗
？He know that fear of the God, it keep the commandment, is all the duty of all mankind.
但是他也同时知道，只要是敬畏神，这是人所当尽的本分。
And he knows that every deed doesn't hidden or not hidden.It will be put into judgment by God.
他也非常心知肚明，连一切隐藏的事，无论是善是恶，神都必审问。
Why Solomon turned so bad?
但是所罗门到最后，他为什么败坏了呢？
This is a summary. This is what his understanding and knowledge.
然后这是我们要去了解的。
The next slide is talk about his understanding and knowledge.
这里是讲到他对知识的理解。
So he understand, he had this knowledge. There's no God like in heaven and above the earth.
所以他非常理解，他领会到天上地下没有神可以与我们的耶和华所比宁。
Even the highest heaven cannot contain him.
甚至天和天上的天尚不足能够让神居住。
The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge.
他也知道敬畏耶和华是知识的开端。
And you have to submit all your way to him and shun evil.
他也知道在所行的事上都要认定他、顺服他、远离恶事。
He understands everything is meaningless.
他也认为在地上所有的事情实际上是虚空的。
He knows that fear the Lord, keep His commandment. That's the duty of all mankind.
他也深知敬畏神、遵守他的诫命，这是人所当尽的本分。
And everybody has to be a judge. God will judge everybody.
所以他也知道到最后不论我们做什么事情神都会审问。
I will concentrate one thing right now.
那我现在就要专注一点。
Fear.
我们是否敬畏神
No, we will concentrate one thing about fear of God.
我们要专注一点敬畏神的这个问题上。
Let's think about this fear of God first.
让我们来想想何谓敬畏神。
We have fear in our life, right?
实际上，我们在世上度日，我们内心都有恐惧，不是吗？
We have fear of retiring old, and we have to get the money for retirement fund, right?
实际上，想到我们将来退休的日子，我们就想到我们不知道有没有足够的存款为我们将来的日子所预备，不是吗？
We fear of the kid, and then we prepare them.
我们也怕害怕我们自己孩子的未来，于是我们尽量为我们的孩子预备好他们所需的，不是吗？
Like 1997, a lot of people moved before 1997 in Hong Kong. A lot of people moved out from Hong Kong.
还记得1997年当香港要回归的时候吗？那个时候许多人搬离了香港。
Why they move?
为什么这些人要离开香港呢？
Because they are afraid.
因为他们害怕。
But why is even now there demonstration in Hong Kong?
实际上我们前几天才看见香港有不断的有些游行示威。
Because they fear about extradition bill that will be passing.
因为他们很怕新的法律将要通过。
So does the fear of God drive Solomon to follow God's commandment?
那我们就想，难道是因为敬畏的关系，他敬畏神的关系，所罗门才要遵守神的律例吗？
Does fear of God have any role in our belief?
那我们必须要思考，我们在我们的信仰当中，我们敬畏神吗？
In order for us to fear God,
we have, 你知道什么样什么东西
in order for us to,
有什么东西会让我们敬畏神吗？
You need two premises to have the fear of God.
你需要两个条件去让我们有一颗敬畏的心。
First of all, you need to have the premises that there is a God.
第一个，我们必须要认知世界上有神。
We are not evolved from little insect to become human, and then that's it. We die, and that's it. All done with it.
我们不是从昆虫演变过来的，然后我们生了就死了，就如此而已。
But there's a creator.
我们知道乃是有一位造物主在后面。
And also, there's a God who create. It doesn't create and go away.
而且我们发现这个神不单单是创造我们，然后就把我们撒手不管了，就离开我们了。
You fear him because he judged you.
我们之所以敬畏他，因为他会审判的。
So he will know what is right and wrong, and you what you did.
所以我们心中就知道是非善恶，我们就会顾虑我们自己所行的。
That's why this is the beginning of knowledge.
也因此，这是我们智慧的开端。
So fear of God is really important in our beliefs.
因此，在我们信仰当中，能敬畏神是非常重要的一个基础。
So now we know Solomon had both the experience and knowledge.
所以我们知道所罗门的生命当中，他一方面有个人的经历，另一方面他有知识。
So you ask why?
让我们继续再问，为什么所罗门到最后败坏呢？
Why he doesn't want to follow God?
为什么到最后他没有遵行神的律例呢？
The passage you just read in the beginning in your bulletin.
当我们刚开始读的经文是怎么写的呢？
The Lord become angry with Solomon because what? Because of everybody? You're so quiet, sleepy, eating too much.
耶和华向所罗门发怒，为什么发怒呢？
Because the problem, what's his problem?
他的问题是什么？
What's his problem? Problem of his heart.
因为他的心怎么了？远离了神。
The heart of the matter is the matter of the heart.
问题的中心就是在心中。
What is in Solomon's heart?
我们就要去探讨所罗门王心在想什么呢？
So we had to go back a little bit right before this passage.
于是我们就必须要来到这一节经文之前一点点，我们看到底发生什么事了。
In the chapter 11, right before that, King Solomon, however, loved many fine women beside Pharaoh's daughter, Moabite, Ammonite, Edomite, Sidonian, and Hittites.They were from nations which the Lord had told Israel, you must not intermarry with them, because they will surely turn your heart after their gods. Nevertheless, Solomon held fast in them in love. He had 700 wives of royal birth and 300 concubines, and his wife led him astray. As Solomon grew old, his wife turned his heart after other gods, and his heart was faithfully devoted to the Lord his God.As the heart of David his father had seen. He followed Ashtoreth, the goddess of Sidonian, and Molech, the detestable god of Amalek. So Solomon did evil in the eyes of the Lord. He did not follow the Lord completely as David his father done. On a hill on east of Jerusalem, Solomon built a high place for the Kisos, the detestable god of Moab, and the Molech, the detestable god of the Amalekites. He did the same for all his foreign wives who burned incense and often sacrificed to their god.
那到底发生什么事呢？原来就在列王记上第十一章，所罗门王在法老的女儿之外，又宠爱许多外邦女子，就是摩押女子、亚门女子、以东女子、西顿女子、赫人女子，越到这些国的人，耶和华曾晓谕以色列人说，你们不可与他们来往相通，因为他们必诱惑你们的心去随从他们的神。耶和华却恋爱这些女子，所罗门有妃700，都是公主，还有兵300，这一些兵妃诱惑他的心。所罗门年老的时候，他的兵妃诱惑他的心去随从别神，不效法他父亲大卫诚诚实实的顺服耶和华他的神。因为所罗门随从西顿的女神亚斯他路和亚门人可憎的神米勒公，所罗门行耶和华眼中看为恶的事，不效法他父亲大卫专心顺服耶和华。所罗门为摩押可憎的神基莫和亚门可憎的神摩洛，在耶路撒冷面对着山上建筑丘坛。他为那些向自己的神烧香献祭的外邦女子，就是他娶来的妃嫔，也是这样行。
We talk about one emotion, fear.
我们刚刚提到一种状态，就是惧怕。
And second emotion is love.
但是另一种心情就是爱。
In Solomon's case, the love of those women.
这一种情感就是爱，而我们在这边看见所罗门宠爱许多的女子。
It trumped his wise and discerning heart, knowing right and wrong.
但是这件事情却遮盖他另一个应有的品格，就是认知何谓是非对错。
It trumped his wisdom and insight.
这压过他的智慧，压过他洞悉事情的观察力。
It trumped what he witnessed the God's glory.
他也压过他认知神荣耀的智慧。
It trumped that God appeared to him 2 times.
他也甚至压过他曾经经历神两次的这样的经历。
Even the love trumped his fear of God.
甚至这一种爱压过他对神的爱。
Trumped a basic human emotion.
结果这个东西就压过他一些基本其他人的情感。
Does Solomon ever love God?
我们必须要问所罗门有没有爱过神呢？有没有？
有。You read it. Someone read it and pay attention.
好，我们知道，我们在座有些人刚刚读了经文，知道所罗门是曾经爱过神的。
Because in verse 3, right before God see him first time, let's say, Solomon showed his love for God by walking according to the instruction given to him by his father David.
因为第三章第三节这边说所罗门爱耶和华，遵行他父亲大卫的律例。
We know love God is the essential commandment given to us by Jesus Christ.
我们也知道我们要爱我们的神乃是我们主耶稣基督给我们的一个命令。
In the New Testament, Matthew say, one teacher asking Jesus, say, what is the greatest command of the law? Jesus replied, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind.
在新约的时候，有一个人问耶稣，夫子，我们在律法上哪一条诫命是最大的呢？耶稣就对他说，你要尽心、尽性、尽意爱主你的神。
But it's so difficult. Why?
但是为什么到最后变得那么的困难呢？
Well, sometimes it's easy to say the word and then we're doing it.
但是很多时候很多事情都是讲起来容易做起来难的。
What can we, can something help us?
到底有什么东西可以帮助我们呢？
We go back to the verse. Actually, the verse that's actually from Jesus. It's come where Jesus called this from. Do you know? Everyone know?
大家知道耶稣在这边引用的经文是从哪里来的吗？
It's all the way back in the Old Testament from Deuteronomy.
实际上耶稣所引用的经文是从生命记来的。
So we're going to go back there to find some help.
所以因此我们必须要回到生命记这一节经文的出处去了解。
Deuteronomy was spoken by Moses.
我们知道生命记乃是摩西所写的。
When Moses lived about after 40 years in wandering in the desert.
当摩西带领以色列民在旷野绕了40年之后，
It's about time to enter the promised land.
他们也就是将要进入他们神赐予他们的应许地之时。
As they go into the promised land,
神摩西将要带他们进入
before he goes to
应许地，在进去应许地之前，
he repeat all those commandments from God and talk to the next generation about to enter the promised land.
摩西继续再重复神赐给他们的律法，要把这神的律法的精髓告诉他们的下一代。
In chapter 6,
生命记第六章
is where Jesus called this. Love your God with all your heart.
在这边也就是耶稣所引用的经节，说你要尽心尽性尽意爱主你的神。
Now I'm going to go back down a little bit to verse chapter 30.
然后我们就再到生命记第三十章。
Now we say this. This is Moses say this.
然后我们看见这是摩西所讲的话。
Now what I am command you today is not too difficult for you or beyond your reach. This is after he talk about all the rule and regulation now. Okay.
所以在这边摩西说，我今日所吩咐你的诫命并不是你难行的，也就是摩西已经把所有的诫命重新的重复了一次。
It is not up in heaven, so that you have asked, who we are sent to the heaven to get it and proclaim us to us, so we may obey it.
摩西所告诉他们说，这个诫命并不是远离你的，也不是在天上，也不是说我们会互相说，谁能替我们上天去把这个诫命取下来，使我们可以听见遵行的呢？
I gotta read the remaining first, okay?Nor it is beyond the sea, so that you have to ask, who will cause the sea and get it and proclaim to us, so we may obey it. No, verse 14, the word is near you. It is in your mouth. It is in your heart, so that you may obey it.
这个诫命也不是遥远到像海边一样，我们会说，谁能替我们从海里面取过来，使我们可以听见，可以遵行呢？摩西继续说，这话却离你甚近，就在你的口中，在你的心里，使你可以遵行。
Moses saying that it is not too difficult.
摩西在这边说，实际上这不是困难的。
But he say that it's in your mouth, in your heart.
摩西说，实际上这个诫命就在你的嘴巴上，就在你的心里了。
Before we head on to explanation of this verse.
让当我们这要去解释这个经节之前，
Because New Testament had already answered this already.
因为新约已经帮助我们去了解这一节经文的意思。
But first we talk about salvation first.
但是我们先了解何谓救恩。
Remember this scene?
大家还记得这个图片吗？
Jesus was crucified on the cross.
当耶稣被钉在十字架上的时候，
One of the criminals hang next to him.
其中在也在钉在十字架的一个犯人，他这么说。
And they insult him, saying, "You are Messiah, save yourself and save us."
其中的一个犯人就反然转过头来去取笑耶稣，说：“如果你真是弥赛亚的话，你现在就下了十字架来拯救我们吧。
”And the other criminals, as the first one, say to the first one, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom."
但是另一个犯人却跟耶稣说，主啊，当你在乐园的时候，请你纪念我。
After we built the first one,
当耶稣斥责第一个
the second criminal rebuilt the first one.
那第二个犯人反过来去斥责第一个讲话的犯人。
Remember what Jesus said here.
大家请记着耶稣所说的话。
Truly, I tell you, today you will be with me in paradise.
耶稣说，我实在的告诉你，今晚你就要与我在乐园同在了。
Is this criminal safe? Yes or no?
那我们就会问一个问题，这个犯人得救了吗？
Yes, he's saved.
是的，他得救了。
Wait a minute. Well, he is saved by saying it, right? He didn't have to come down like Chinese. You had to bye-bye. You had to kill a chicken. Oh, let me stop hanging, come down, and then do the ritual so that I can save. No, he did not, right?
他怎么得救了呢？他什么事情也没有做。他不像中国人必须要拜拜，要烧个鸡去纪念神明。他怎么就这样得救了呢？
Salvation does not based on what you do.
原来我们的救恩并不是根据我们所做的行为
，It's based on faith and belief，
乃是根据我们的信心。
Why？
为什么呢
？That's two reasons，
有两个原因。
Reason number one，
第一
，It doesn't discriminate who you are，
因为我们的信仰并不歧视任何一个人的背景。
My dad was died passed away around 80 years old， but he believed when he was old， he's around 60s, 70s，
实际上当我父亲过世的时候他70多岁。
I don't want to go in a long story, but he's stubborn.
但他自己觉得年纪很大了，而且他非常的固执，非常的固执。
He came from a farmer place.
他的家乡乃是做农的。
When he left the farm place to the city to work, he only had a shirt and pants, that's it, nothing else.
当他离开自己的家乡到都市的时候，他只穿了一件衣服、一条裤子，就如此而已。
He don't have any education.
他一点没有受过任何的教育。
You know what I believe?
你知道我相信什么吗
？Your hands.
他相信他自己双手能够创造一切。
But God accept him.
但是神接纳了他。
God examined miraculously. God somehow turned his heart around.
神接受了他，接纳了他，让他的心回转。
It doesn't matter you what education you have or what background you rich or poor. It doesn't have to be. As long as you say yes to God.
不论你后面的背景，你自己原生家庭的背景是富足或贫贱，是有教育还是没有教育，神要的是你的心。当你相信的时候，你就得救了。
That's the second reason.
这是第二个原因。
That's the first reason.
刚刚是第一个原因。
Second reason.
第二个原因是什么呢？
Second reason is that when you trust somebody, when you have faith in somebody, you start a relationship.
第二个就是当你信任一个人的时候，你们彼此就开始有了关系。
It is that relationship with God that God's seeking.
神乃是渴望我们与他们与神有一个关系。
Now let's go back to the verses that we just heard about in Deuteronomy.
让我们再回到我们刚刚所读的生命记。
Because Apostle Paul repeat this verse again.
因为我们看见在新约的罗马书保罗重复了这节经文。
I'm going to read it and then.In Chinese, okay. But what does it say? The word near you, it is in your mouth and it is in your heart. That is the passage concerning faith that we proclaim. If we declare with your mouth, Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, then you'll be saved. For it is with your heart that you believe and justify, and it is with your mouth that you profess your faith and are saved.
你若口里认耶稣为主，心里相信神从叫他从死里复活，就必得救。因为人心里相信，就可以称义；口里承认，就可以得救。
Because when you have this entering point, you have faith in God. You believe in Him that He rise from death and save you and wash away your sin. You have a relationship. You no longer somebody. You will become His children. There is a relationship.
因为当我们信任也相信神让耶稣从死里复活，我们就有得救。当我们这样的相信的时候，我们与神就有一个关系的存在了。
Sorry. And then sorry. My eyes is failing me. Ruminate in the mouth. Okay. And then what else?We will have a Holy Spirit live in us.
不单如此，我们还有圣灵居住在我们心里。
And read this verse 13. And you all were included in Christ when you heard the message of truth, the gospel of your salvation. When you believe, you are marked in Him with the seal, the promise of Holy Spirit.
你们既听见真理的道，就是那叫你们得救的福音。因信了耶稣，也信了他，就受了所应许的圣灵为印记。
Do you not know that your body are temple of the Holy Spirit, who is in you, whom you are received from God?
岂不知你们身子就是圣灵的殿吗？这圣灵是从神而来，住在你们里头的。
Is it difficult to follow His command?
那我们是否很要遵循神的律法，非常的困难呢？
No,
but 并不是那么困难的。
When we are in Him,
当我们是在他里面的时候，
because Jesus said that I am the vine and you are the branches. If man remain in me, I in him, he who will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you cannot do nothing.
耶稣说：“我是葡萄树，你们是枝子。你在我里面，我在你们里面。离了我，你们就不能做什么。”
So the question is, what's in your heart?
因此，我们必须要问一个问题：我们心里有什么呢？
Go back to this movie.
我们再回到刚刚讲的这个电影。
The lying down, the one of the main actor, the one that lying down is the, in the movie. His name is Captain James Miller.
那刚在这个照片当中，这个被躺下的这个士兵，这是整个电影的主角。他的名字叫 James Miller.
He lead seven people, including himself, eight people. The reason that he need to go deep into Germany.
那他的任务，这个士官的任务，乃是要带领八个人深入敌军的腹地。
And you recognize that's Matt Damon. So he need to save this guy called Private Ryan.
那他的任务就要去拯救一个兵丁。
This Private Ryan is you will not realize is in the World War II, people were dropped in front of the war zone. The zone that in the Normandy is the front, but it dropped all the way behind the zone, behind the war zone.
那之所以他为什么要去拯救这个兵丁呢？如果大家了解第二次世界大战的时候，当他们要打仗的时候，他们经常送散兵进入敌军的中心，然后把这些散兵降落在他们的内地。
And when, why they need to rescue him? Because he has a family of five brothers.
那之为什么要去拯救这一个大兵呢？为什么他要到敌军那边去拯救他呢？原来这个兵他自己家里有五个兄弟。
Including himself, five, but four already died in the war.
原来他前面的四个兄弟都已经在第二次世界大战战死了。
It's only he's the last one in his family.
他是家里面剩下唯一的男孩。
So the story goes, go in there deep into the enemy territory and rescue him.
因此，这一个军团八个人主要的任务就是深入敌军去把这个大兵给拯救出来。
So at the end of it, they fight the German, and then end of it, this person died. This captain died.
这一个官长带了这个部队去拯救，把这个兵丁拯救了，拯救了，成功了。但是到最后，这个长官官长却死了。
And he says something to him.
他在最后的遗言
to Private Ryan.
他最后的遗言，他对这个被拯救的兵怎么说呢？
Well, I'm not saying I'm going to play a video game. Okay, this is the ending of the movie.
Every day, I think about what you said to me that day on the bridge. I tried to live my life the best I could. I hope that was enough. I hope that at least in your eyes, I've earned what all of you have done for me.
You say live good, live to being a good.
他说要好好的活，做一个好人。
What did this captain say to him?
那我们再想，再回忆。这一个长官对他说
什么 He's dead already. He's almost dying already.
他那个时候就在死前的最后一口气。
He said, "Earn this."
他说你要为为你这个生命去努力。
Earn this, earn it.
你必须要用努力去换得你的生命。
He what he's saying is that basically saying is it's not earn your salvation. Don't forget, it's not what it means.
我在这边并不是说大家要去努力去赢得你的救恩，并不是这个
意思。What he's telling you is that people will sacrifice for you. All these people.
但是他所要跟这一个士兵所讲的就是，我们这一团人全部死了，都是为了你。
How are you gonna live your life?
那你现在因着我们的牺牲，你活了，你要怎么活呢
？Jesus Christ died for you.
我们想耶稣基督为我们死。
How you live your life?
那我们就必须思想，那我们现在应该怎么活
？How we live our life daily?
我们应该怎么活
？Application.
我们来有一些实际的运用。
First, of course, is accept Jesus Christ is your salvation.
首先，当然我们要接受耶稣神赐给我们的救恩。
That's the most important.
这是最重要的。
If you haven't really accept Christ in your heart,
如果你还没有接受耶稣基督为你个人救主
，I tell you too, God loves you.
那我想今天想告诉你，神爱你，神爱你。
Jesus died on the cross for you.
耶稣为你死在十字架上。
You don't have to do anything.
你什么都不用做。
You just say yes.
你只要说回应说，我愿意。
Confess your mouth and your heart, believe.
你只要口里相信，心里承认。
And God, Almighty God, His Spirit will be in your heart.
那神的灵就会居住在你心里。
The Creator,
乃是创造宇宙的主。
I'm willing to be with us, live daily with us, spend time with us.
创造主居然今天说愿意与我们同在，每天与我们同行。
Second,
第二
，fear and love of God.
我们必须敬畏也爱我们的神。
Now, we don't have children here. Children cannot do this, but adult can do this.
我们在座并没有小朋友，但是我们大人可以这样做。
We can step outside ourselves.
我们可以从我们自己。当中离开我们自己
，and look at ourselves，
然后我们回顾我们自己
，and look at ourselves， ask yourself， what do you fear, Waylao？
我们可以对自己说，我自己到底惧怕什么？神什么事情呢
？What do you love in your life? I'm talking about in your life。
我自己又对这个生活爱什么东西呢
？Every decision in our life。Examine ourselves. What we fear, what we love.
当我们做在生活当中做的每一个决定，我们都在问自己说：我们到底惧怕什么？我们到底爱什么
？Do we fear God?
我们敬畏神吗
？And that's the question. Do we love God?
我们更重要的一个问题是我们爱神吗
？Do every day.
我们每天都这样子自己问自己。
One thing you can do is that every night put your slipper under your bed, far, far under.
也许每天晚上睡觉之前，我们把自己的拖鞋放很远很远。
No, under the bed.
我们把自己的拖鞋放在床底下。
Why?
为什么
Because in the morning you had a new down to get your slippers.
为什么呢？因为这样子每天早上起来，我们要拿拖鞋的时候，我们必须要跪下来。
New down to God.
我们跪在神面前。
Ask God give us a fear of Him in our heart.
我们祈求神让我们对他有一颗敬畏的心。
Ask Him give us a love of Him in our heart.
让神给我们一颗爱他的心。
Lastly,
最后
what we can leave to our children.
我们必须要想，我们可以留给我们的子孙什么东西呢
？Is the faith that we can leave to our children?
我们可以把我们的信仰、我们的信心留给我们的孩子。
Is the faith that we how we fear God that leave behind our children? Leave to our children?
我们可以把我们的生命，也就是对我们神敬虔、对我们神敬畏的心，给我们的子孙。
Is the love?For God, we can leave behind your children.
也就是我们对神的爱，我们可以留给我们的子孙。
The fear of God that we won't say something that not glorify Him, with disgracing Him, not do something with disgracing Him. Love Him because we so say a word of comfort because His love. Do something out of love because His love.
让我们的子女可以在我们身上看到我们口。不会出任何的言语忤逆我们的神，我们不会讲出任何的话，不会带给我们的神的荣耀。让我们做的所有的事情乃是讨神的喜悦。
Let the story of Solomon.
愿意让所罗门王的故事
remind us
提醒我们
，It's about your heart.
乃是我们的心。
It's not all those commandments. Commandments is a Once you had your heart straight, commandment will be followed through.
戒律不是最重要的问题，乃是我们的心。当我们有了心之后，这一切的戒律都容易守了。
I will ask George to pray for it in church. I will not translate.
让我们一起低头祷告。主，求主赐给我们一颗心，也从所罗门王心的偏离。成为我们的警醒，让我们敬畏你，爱你一生。And Lord, may we be reminded of what Solomon has been through. And Lord, may we have a heart to fear you, to love you. And Lord, may you guide us. May we have a relationship with you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.